welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 154.
You say 100?
100.
Oh, it sounded like you said 100.
I know, I did say it that way. Oh. That was bad. That was wrong. That was wrong of me.
Okay.
That's wrong of me, and I apologize.
All right, right.
This is episode 154. I know, where am I from? 100?
100.
Where am I from? You know?
100.
Where am I from? Antarctica?
Yeah.
Is that how they talk in Antarctica?
Yeah, I think so.
The South, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said that. That's what I meant by Antarctica. I meant the South. 100.
That's deep South. Old South.
Yeah, very deep South.
That's old. That's cold South.
It's cold. That's the cold South. Yeah, the cold South. So 100. 154.
54. Oh, my goodness.
Man, it's really getting close to the end of the year here.
It's a New Year's countdown.
New Year's countdown coming up. Episode 156.
Jeez Louise.
Will be our best of the year.
Yeah.
Year in review. Top 10 countdown to the new year. The Legacy Music Hour New Year will be,
right.
You know, 3 years complete.
There's the Gregorian New Year. There's the Chinese New Year. And there's the Legacy Music Hour New Year.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. So, I wanted to mention that we've got a live show, a live event. It's not a recording. It's not a podcast recording, but it's a live show.
Yes.
We're going to do our Name That Tune video game music contest competition.
Yes.
And that's going to be in San Francisco for any San Francisco listeners. It will be at a venue called Vacation Vintage. And it's at 10 p.m. It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday show. It's October 24th, Thursday, 10 p.m. All right? For you late birds.
Yes.
You know? And we're also performing the Spencer Owen Timeshare. They will be performing video game music covers of video game music,
right,
featured on the Legacy Music Hour.
Oh,
that have been featured on
exciting.
The Legacy Music Hour. So I'm very looking forward to that. Even just that alone, I want to watch.
Right.
I'm looking forward to just that. I don't even care about our show.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
But this opening band, the Spencer Owen Timeshare, okay, covers of stuff we've featured. So we're not, you know, chances are they're going to be some cool covers. And
right.
It's not going to be your typical, you know, Mega Man covers or whatever,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
it's not going to be Mega Man Dr. Wily Stage 1 or whatever it is, you know, Dr.
Sure.
Wily Castle 1. It's not going to be, you know, DuckTales or whatever. It's going to be some Legacy Music Hour obscurities, I'm imagining. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm looking forward to being surprised by the selections,
right,
as well.
You know what? They might cover the Jurassic Park Sega intro.
right. let us hope, you know? That might be amazing.
I would like to see how their interpretation.
I mean, I'm so curious because I know that the Spencer Owens Timeshare, you know, one of the members of the band is a listener to the podcast and listens to all the episodes, and I know that he enjoys a lot of the, you know, some of these tracks that are on the more obscure side, and so I don't know, who knows, maybe the dance aerobics will be a cover, you know.
Sure.
Maybe some Mahjong game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of neat. So anyway, again, that's Thursday, October 24th, in San Francisco at Vacation Vintage. That's 651 Larkin Street. Okay. 10 p.m. And, you know, I'll just say this too. You know, we don't talk about this often, but, you know, Rob and I are stand-up comedians. We'll be performing that night in San Francisco as stand-up comedians at the Punchline Comedy Club.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock. So we're going to do a kind of a double duty situation. We'll do our show at 8 o'clock at the Punchline.
Right.
And then the after party is this other thing where we'll do main matching. We'll also do VGM karaoke.
Yes.
So you can sign up for that. And Brett, I'm talking to you about that. You should come do that. I want a second shot at that Lufia 2 song you sang to in San Francisco last time we were there. And also, there's a dance battle. We'll do a little dance battle also.
The Double Dragon brothers are pulling double performing duties.
Double Dragon duties.
Double duties.
Double Dragon duties, yeah. So, that's, check that out. If you want to just see, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, all right, so, okay, that's that, right?
Can I make one more? Just
well, I got one more after that. But go, you go. Yeah,
just
yeah.
I got a care package from Big Mike, listener Big Mike.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was just, hey, I just want to send a shout out. You know, I've been absent from a few episodes because I took a trip down one of the pipes into the underworld.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I was just running the course down there, and now I'm back here in the overworld. You know, I may have to take a couple more trips down there. But I want to send a shout out to Big Mike. Thank you for that package, my friend.
Okay. The Legacy Music Hour salutes you. St. John. I've got a... St. John wrote in or called in regards to last week's episode, I think it was. And I was talking about the Game Boy bass. And how oftentimes they'll use a sawtooth wave for the bass. I didn't really specify this on the last episode, but the Game Boy bass isn't always a sawtooth, but is a... I guess the programmer can define the wave type that the bass channel will be, or that would... And so it might be a sawtooth, or they might use a triangle. I've heard it be... And you can actually switch between wave types within the same piece of music. So I think Simon, Castlevania 2, Belmont's Revenge, the Praying Hands track, I think it's Praying Hands, the track that's the best track in it, that bass in, or that channel is used as a sawtooth, and then it also is used as a triangle in the same track. But anyway, St. John was saying that channel is basically the same thing as a channel you would find in the TurboGrafx-16. So it kind of has like the TurboGrafx-16. That's basically what it is a TurboGrafx-16 channel that they use for the bass for the Game Boy. But anyway, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, this is another free play, and next week will be another free play. And let's just get into it. So you're starting.
I'm going to start off with a listener suggestion. Okay. And this is Techno Cop for the Sega Genesis, which is a game we have not heard from before.
Uh-huh.
User Isaac from Isaac in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Who I will now dub Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes.
Why? Because two eyes?
Two eyes.
Yeah.
Two eyes. So from this point forward, you will be Snake Eyes.
Uh-huh.
He suggested I check out the soundtrack because he said it would be right up my alley.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to start off with the title music.
Okay.
Techno Cop. Techno Cop. Title music from the game Techno Cop, Sega Genesis. This is a really, it's almost an overly buff track. You know what I mean?
Overly buff.
Overly buff. Uh-huh. It's doing a lot. It's it's very strong.
So you're saying the muscles are too big? Or
yes,
just...
yes.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, but it could be a good thing. You know, this is straight up a bodybuilder if this was a person.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, it's just the from right from the start when it just goes Techno Cop, and then you hear the dun, 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 dun. It's, I don't know, almost like a...
Makes you want to lift. Huh?
Like 80s cheesy action movie music.
Uh-huh.
It's too much. But I love it. I like that it's too much. You know? I used to read those bodybuilder magazines. I used to want to be like that.
Oh, yeah?
I thought I could be
like... Oh, really?
My body's not...
Wait, did you really want to be like that?
I wanted to,
You want to be big.
When I was
big.
A teenager, yeah.
Really?
I thought, I bet I could get that big.
Really? So, I mean, you're kind of fairly muscular guy as it is, but you wanted to be big.
Like that. Like, huge. Turn this music up. I want to be big.
I want to be big techno cop. It's funny that they said it right there. It's funny because, yeah. So this shouldn't be called techno cop. It should be called big cop.
Big cop. Buff cop.
Buff cop. Yeah. Too overly buff cop.
Overly buff.
Overly buff cop.
It's an overly buff track.
Well, yeah, maybe you should start lifting to this music. And do you still lift weights now?
Yes, yes. You do. But so, I don't do it for size.
Do you feel like you would, if you lift, if you lifted weights to this music, do you think it would help make your muscles bigger?
Well, you know, I think there is definitely a mental aspect to it. So if I believed, if I felt in my head that I just wanted to get more buff and big.
You could do it.
I could do it.
When did you decide that you didn't want to be that big?
I think by the time I hit 20 years old, and I just realized that my body type is not built like that.
Oh, so if your body was built like that, you would have gone for it.
I think so. But you know, also, I just was not, I didn't want to dedicate the...
But now, do you feel like you wouldn't want that?
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't want to be that big.
Yeah.
I think it's too much. It's too much. It's too much.
It's overly big.
It's overly tedious to maintain that, because once you get that big, if you stop, you're just going to be a fat blob.
Right. It becomes fat, huh?
And you have to just, now you're stuck. Now you got to be that big forever.
Right. Unless you lost weight, I guess.
Well, I suppose. Yeah. I suppose.
Skinny cop. Become a skinny cop. Well, I'm going to move on to a game we heard from last week called Monster Race. This is a game for the Game Boy Japan. And like I said last week, this game is kind of like Pokemon, but the battles take place in the form of races, and you race your monsters against each other. The composer on this is Kinosuke Suemura, and we're going to hear race building. So I guess when you go into, I guess there's a place where you sign up to go to do your races, and this it's a building that you go into to do that, and this is the music that plays in that building. So I'm calling it race building. That's not the official track name. Music from Monster Race for the Game Boy Japan. From Monster Race for the Game Boy Japan, music by Kinosuke Suemura, and this is a race building. It's got that cool bass there that I was talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah.
I love that bass. It's so kind of deep and rich, you know?
I love that.
Bass is awesome. I mean, the bass sounds like a zipper or something, you know? It sounds so good. Yeah. It sounds like a deep zipper. It sounds like an overly buff zipper. You know what I mean? Doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like a buff zipper? Overly buff? I like that track.
Lightning Force, my friend. Lightning Force. It's what I need in my life right now. So,
okay,
I've got a track for you. This is a game that came out on the Sega Genesis. As all of the loyal listeners know by now, I worship this soundtrack. And the track I will be playing for you today, Tan Tan Ta 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 Tan.
Configuration.
Here we go. Lightning Force, Sega Genesis. Configuration?
Yep.
Tan, tan, ta, 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 tan. Ta, tan. Do you hear it?
Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tan, tan, ta, 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 tan. Tan. Ta, 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 tan. The lyrics are in the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hear that now?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
Tan, ta, 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 tan, 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 ta, 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 tan.
Tan, tan, ta, 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 tan.
I like that.
Yeah, this is a good track. I have a feeling this is Toshiharu Yamanishi, I think, who's mm-hmm. Who did the non-metal-y tracks, I think. Yeah, I didn't realize the lyrics were right there, yeah. Right in front of me.
Yeah. It'll make you listen to games in a whole new way now.
Yeah, you gotta listen for the lyrics.
Exactly.
So that's something to look for in these upcoming tracks that we'll be playing, is listen for the lyrics. Okay, here's a track that I played on the last... Have you finished listening to the last episode?
No,
okay. I have not. There's a track that I played from a game, and I'm going to play this game again right now. It's called Operation Logic Bomb, The Ultimate Search and Destroy. And a pretty overly buff title, actually, for a game. Super Nintendo games came out in North America.
Okay.
The music is by Yasuyuki Suzuki, who composed the music to a very great soundtrack called Kingyo Chuiho Tobadase Game Gakuen. And so last week we heard a really cool progressive, kind of very progressive track, prog rock kind of track. And this track is also kind of similar. It's called Logic Core. And yeah, it's just very kind of proggy and very just, there's a lot going on and it's good. And so anyway, Operation Logic Bomb, The Ultimate Search and Destroy. This is music from Operation Logic Bomb, The Ultimate Search and Destroy, from composer Yasuyuki Suzuki. This is called Logic Core.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of proggy, but it's also gets really elevatory, though, too, you know? It's
right.
And jazzy.
Yes.
You know? Like right here. And, yeah, part of it just sounds like, it reminds me of Contra, I said this last time, but it's like Contra 3 Alien Wars, you know? But also, it's as if it's Contra 3 Alien Wars in an elevator. You know what I mean? This is the elevator part. Yeah. this part coming up right here, this sounds like, totally sounds like Alien Wars right here coming up. Or right after this, actually. Right there. That was straight up Alien Wars right there.
I am now going to play another user submission.
Okay.
Tatsujin O, aka Tatsujin O Truxton 2.
Oh, no, it's, yeah, Truxton 2. Truxton right. 2, I think, is known in North America.
I think. It's the 1992 sequel to Truxton.
Yeah.
And this is a suggestion from listener Elmhead Ed.
Yes, this is a an arcade game soundtrack.
Right.
Arcade game.
Arcade,
yeah.
Arcade style.
Yeah.
I will be playing Stage 2 BGM, I Defend STM. Stage 2 BGM, I Defend STM, and that is from Truxton 2. Buff track.
But not overly buff?
Not overly buff. This one's symmetrical. Yeah. It's getting buff in all the right places. Because you've seen some of those bodybuilders, but their backs are just, it's enormous. It's too much, and they have these little heads.
Uh-huh.
And their arms are massive. Legs massive, calves massive, but it's almost like a comic book character. Mm-hmm. Something out of a superhero movie.
Yeah.
But this one is more the classic.
This is more of a Calvin Klein kind of thing.
Well, not even that.
I'm Calvin.
Have you ever seen bodybuilders from the 50s?
I guess. Yeah.
They suck in their guts a lot, but they're not.
They wear those shorts.
Yeah, they're not super ripped or defined. They're just buff and big and they look fit.
Uh-huh.
That's how it was before, because they didn't have the exercises and the nutrition that they have.
Right, it is kind of funny. Yeah, their bodies weren't as crazy, like all these, you know, ridges and paths in their muscles.
It wasn't so veiny.
It wasn't all veiny. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. More or
no,
you ready to move on?
I'm done with the buff.
You sure? Okay. I'm going to move on to UU No Quiz de Go-Go. This is a Super Famicom quiz game from Taito. And the composer on this is Tamayo Kawamoto. We're going to hear Royalty in the Desert. This is a very elevatory track. Royalty in the Desert. UU No Quiz de Go-Go. Super Famicom. is music from Yuyu no Quiz de Gogo, music by Tamayo Kawamoto. This is called Royalty in the Desert. Tamayo Kawamoto did the music to Legendary Wings and Ghouls and Ghosts for the Genesis and the arcade.
Yes, yes.
This is I like that this is this is very elevator because it's, you know, it's sort of this, you know, I don't know, kind of mambo-y kind of
right.
sound
that
or
was,
whatever.
Was but exactly thinking mambo.
But also with that kind of synthesized sounding, these instruments, you know, that don't sound like real instruments, but they sound like, they kind of sound PSG-like in a way, but...
Yes, yes.
I like the sliding of things, too. The sliding of the melody, the bass has got a lot of sliding going on.
Happier times.
Oh yeah, you think
yes,
he's happy?
Absolutely.
Is he overly happy?
Not overly happy, just the right amount.
Uh-huh.
Just the right amount.
Yeah.
You ever been to Palm Springs?
I've been through there once, yeah.
Takes me to Palm Springs.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
My friend was just driving back from Palm Springs today.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's neat how it's kind of using this kind of almost Nintendo or Game Boy kind of sounds, you know, kind of.
Yes, yes. I think it's time for a little Fallen Brothers in our life. So I will be going Terminator 2, mm-hmm. Nintendo Entertainment System. I will be playing Level 2 Flood Channel. Terminator 2. And that is level 2 Flood Channel.
It's also level 4 Cyberdyne. Mm-hmm. Or Cyberdyne. What a nuts track.
I missed the experimental episode.
Yes.
As you recall, and this is my submission.
Yes, yeah. This works, definitely.
I like this pause right here, because I thought the track was over, but I just let it play.
Yeah.
I was working on something else at the time.
Yeah.
And what a nice surprise when I had that second part.
Yeah, right. It's what a weird track.
Yes. So here's the cop. Oh, you know who it is? The air police.
Oh, I thought it was, you were going to say it was that guy, the liquid metal guy.
No. And then this is some kind of Atari situation happening.
And then this is just like straight up Bad Dudes right here or something, you know?
Right? You're right.
Doesn't it sound like Bad Dudes?
It does.
Yeah. It's cool. This sounds so primitive in a way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It starts primitive and then it gets bigger. Now it's getting bigger.
No.
You get a buffer.
Buffer.
I really like this. This sounds like minimalist kind of music or something, you know?
To me, that's really electronic music style. The way it starts off with something small and then it just kind of builds into the entire track.
Yeah, I think this part's the coolest part.
Then it just transitions into signature falling.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on to a game. This is I have a recommendation from a user. This is a recommendation from Will, or as you might call him,
Willpower.
And this is Super Bowling. This isn't actually Will suggested. He suggested Practice Mode, which I liked. I liked Practice Mode from Super Bowling. But, you know, there's another track I found in the soundtrack because I listened to the whole thing once he recommended it. And I think I'm going to go with this other one instead. It's called Golf Bowl. Golf Bowl. And, there's something. I mean, they're both cool tracks, and I like that Practice Mode one. But, I think Golf Bowl would be the one I'll go with, though. So this is Super Bowling for the Super Nintendo of an unknown composer, but I think it was developed by the company KID, KID. So here we go, Golf Bowl from Super Bowling, and thanks to Will for this recommendation. This is Super Bowling for the Super Nintendo Golf Bowl.
Excellent track. Excellent.
Yeah, it's cool. They got a cool bass, cool funky bass. It's definitely got an elevator vibe to it, but it's also got a funky vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's, that one breakdown section kind of near the end, that's just really good too, you know? Boom, boom. It's cool. You want to wait till we get to the breakdown?
Yo, of course. What do you think?
Yeah. I know that was the part that moved you a lot.
Absolutely. It stirred something in me.
Yeah. Made you want, it made you want to get buff again, like really big again.
Yeah.
Here we go. Buffer and buffer. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
It's good. It's what?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Nintendo Entertainment System, I have got Shatterhand.
Shatterhand, yeah.
Area A.
Yeah, you know, this is a game that we were playing the other day.
Right.
And we got pretty far, you know.
Right,
Got, I think we got to second to last level,
yeah.
I think. And it was, it got pretty hard a certain part.
Right.
And there's one track in it that is my favorite track, and we haven't played on the show yet. And that's, you didn't pick that track just now. But,
no.
You know, they're all good.
Soon,
good
hey, tracks, there's still time.
Know? They're all good tracks. Yeah, there's still time.
Still time.
Still time.
I might have time today. You don't know.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
Could be.
Could be.
Hand, Area A, Nintendo Entertainment System. Great track.
It's good, it's good.
Yeah.
Iku Mitsutani, composer. Shining Force 1.
Okay.
we don't hear from Shining Force One very often.
No, in fact, not at all.
I don't know if we've ever heard from Shining Force One. Maybe, oh, no, no, I think we have. We have maybe once.
Some Shining Force, some serious neglect is happening. Yeah,
I mean, Shining Force Two has been all over the place.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
Shining Force One, not really too much attention.
That really that usually happens to the firstborn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they get neglected.
The baby, the baby gets everything.
Yeah, that's right. So it's time to treat the oldest son.
Some respect.
Or daughter, whatever.
Yes.
The oldest child. The eldest child.
Yes, the elder.
The elder. And so Shining Force 1, the composer on this is Masahiko Yoshimura. This is a Sega Genesis game. And we're going to hear Shogunaru Guardiana, Castle Guardiana, and others. So, yeah, that's what we're going to hear. Music from Shining Force.
It's a little Shining Force. It was a force of my own there.
Yeah.
That's not shining.
No, actually, there was a shine to it, I think. I think there was a shine to that. No? You don't think there's a shine? I hope that picks up. We're leaving that in, by the way. This is music from Shining Force, Shogunaru Guardiana, Castle Guardiana, and others. This is music by Masahiko Yoshimura. And it's pretty short track, but I love this chord right here. This is the best right here. Oh, not that one. It's coming up, actually, right here. It really hits me in a good spot right here. Mm. This one right here. Right there, that right there, that chord change right there is so good right there, you know? I just love that chord change, you know? And the drums are really nice too. I mean, just really nice, military
yes.
snare
yes.
situation, you know, just... I love this chord change right here. Right there, right there. That's just hits my spot right there, you know?
It hits you in the B spot.
The B spot?
Yeah.
What's that mean? Brent spot?
Brent spot, yeah. In the buff spot.
Yeah, it just, you know, with the drums, the militaristic drums, and then the synth voices, and then that chord change, it's just a real good hit right there. So good.
PC Engine. What do you know about that?
It's the Japanese version of the TurboGrafx 16.
Boom. Boom. I'll be playing another track from King of Casino, which we've heard from before.
Yes.
Here we go. Casino.
This is a good soundtrack. It's got a lot of good tracks, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, the composer on this is Hiroshi Suzuki.
Yes.
And this track has got some cool stuff going on. There's some pitch bending here, right here, I think. Like that. I love this little breakdown thing right here. I like that, right? That it's so weird, actually. It's kind of like Asiatic a little bit, you know? I like that. It's good. I like that, too. I like it all.
Yes.
King of Casino. Good tracks on that one. Okay, so let's see here. Next up, we're going to hear from Uncharted Waters. This is music by Yoko Kanno. This is a game for the Super Nintendo. And we're going to hear In Bars. I guess this is the music that plays when you're in the bars. And this is a really jazz, this is like a jazz, straight up jazz song, you know, it sounds like, you know. So Uncharted Waters, Super Nintendo, Yoko Kanno. Uncharted Waters for the Super Nintendo, music composed by Yoko Kanno. This is called In Bars. It's just a real jazz ballad here, you know?
Did you say In Bars?
Yeah.
It's almost this, that beginning almost sounds a little intoxicated.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Didn't you hear that? You want to hit that again?
So.
Hit
it
again.
Yeah, it does.
Listen to those horns.
Yeah, let me turn that on. You want me to start from the very beginning?
Yeah, that.
It's a nice melody, actually.
Kind of get my buzz on.
I mean, this is a cool track because it really takes this dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun kind of as a motif, and it runs through the whole thing, you know? And then later on, where there's this, there's kind of a like a solo, you know? And the solo starts to get to almost a Baroque, there's almost a Baroque quality to the solo at one point, you know? And there's counterpoint and stuff. It's an interesting track, you know. Good track too. This sounds like a jazz standard, actually. You know, this sounds like, you know, some kind of Stella by Starlight situation or something.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. It's kind of funny to hear this. What sounds kind of like a synthesized trumpet do the solo. You know.
Yeah.
The solo is coming up right here. It almost sounds like Baroque, you know? Like almost fugue-like.
Okay.
I mean, I'm for a second here, I'm feeling like I'm hearing a piece of Baroque music right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. This is lyrical. This is definitely. What are the lyrics saying here? You know. What are some good lyrics for this? Will you come to me?
I'm sorry I left.
Don't ever do that again, or I'll get punish you.
I'll punish you.
Don't run away, boy.
I'm right here, girl.
Now I'm going to produce lyrics to this solo, and it's going to be like John Hendricks, and I'm doing this thing like this. It's John Hendricks style. It's John Hendricks style. Eddie Jefferson style. All right. See, this is a cool track. This is a cool track. Sophisticated track, too. Sophisticated track.
No doubt. No doubt.
I mean, it's like jazz standard right there. Straight up jazz standard.
Moving along. Ball Jacks. Ball Jacks. Okay.
Ball Jacks. Ball Jacks. Don't you run away.
Sega Genesis is the name of the platform. And the title I will be playing is Ending Theme 2, the Galaxy Championship.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you are the Ball Jacks.
The balls are overly big.
When you're the Ball Jacks Master of the Galaxy.
The balls get jacked up.
Yes. Oh, very nice. Ball Jacks. Ending Theme 2, Galaxy Championship, and that is from Ball Jacks.
Nice track. This is nice. This is a nice track.
Did you hear that chord? That was my. If you want to hit it from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good track. This is one of my favorites of the episode. This is really good.
It's that chord. That hit my B spot.
Uh-huh. Oh, you have a B spot. You have a Brent spot?
Yeah. That hit it right there.
This is nice, man. This is a good track right here, man. This is a real little jam here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is. I would almost go as far to say that this is almost like a New Jack Swing situation.
New Jack,
almost,
you're right.
Almost,
you're right.
You know? It's not really, but I mean, it sounds like it could be. This definitely sounds like early 90s kind of. R&B situation, maybe. Not really. Maybe 80s. 80s R&B.
Yeah.
This is a good track, man. Really good track. Composers on this, I don't think you mentioned, were Yoshinori Kawamoto and H. Umino.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of almost got that sonic sound from the Pinball Zone or whatever it's called.
It's a pinball. I remember
not Pinball Zone, but the
Was that the bonus episode?
No. I'm talking about the. I think it's the World 3 from Sonic. You know what is that?
Starlight something.
It's not Starlight Zone. It's the other one. You know. Dun 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 dun. It's good, man. Really good. All right, next up, Konami game, Yume Penguin Monogatari for the Famicom. And this is the game, of course, where you are the penguin and you're trying to not be fat. And so, you know, food is coming at you and you can't eat the food or you get fat and your girlfriend doesn't like that.
Oh, right.
And she's, and so, yeah, so this is a music composed by Katsuhiko Suzuki. I think credited as Suzuki the Enigma, and Atsushi Fujio credited as Tsukinomiya Fujio. We're going to hear Stage 3 from Yume Penguin Monogatari for the Famicom. This is Yume Penguin Monogatari for the Famicom.
Yes.
And this is music by Katsuhiko Suzuki and Atsushi Fujio. This is Stage 3. There's a lot going on, a lot of different movements to this.
Mm-hmm.
Different rhythms, you know, different kind of drum beats and stuff.
Yeah.
This also seems to have, I don't know, some kind of conga drums or steel drums or something sampled or something like that, you know? You hear that, like, in the beginning?
Right.
Is it conga drums? And then there's the
Super Mario Bros. 3 style.
Yeah, right. There's the steel drums or something like right. that, right? Or maybe it's not steel drums. It's like some kind of timbales or something like that.
Hmm.
It's like timbales and conga drums, maybe. Is that what it is? Yeah. I would say, yeah, timbale is like a timbale situation. That's what it is, yeah. Interesting.
Moving along, I have a SNES track. That's right, a SNES track, Brent.
Good for you.
Yes. Super Nintendo, I love saying SNES.
Yeah.
Choplifter 3 is the name of this SNES track. And yeah. The track is Sector 3.
Uh-huh.
SNES. By composer unknown.
Uh-huh.
Hit that SNES track. Shoplifter 3 is the name of the game. Sector 3 is the name of the track. SNES, name of the system.
Sounds like that sound right there. It really makes me think of How Soon Is Now, the Smiths, you know?
You're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, you know, it's really very dark right now in the Legacy Music Hour Annex.
Yes.
It's very warm as well.
Right.
It's almost as if we're in the womb.
Oh.
An overly buff womb, you know? We're in Morrissey's overly buff womb. Did you mention the composer on that?
Unknown.
I think it's Marshall Parker.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
I think Marshall Parker.
Well, don't be shy, Marshall.
I'm not sure.
Take credit.
So, Landstalker, we're going to hear from that next. Mm-hmm. Motoaki Takenouchi, Sega Genesis. We're going to hear Labyrinth. This track is just so, I don't know, totally prog rock, 70s prog rock inspired, I feel like. Landstalker, Sega Genesis. This is Labyrinth from Landstalker, from composer Motoaki Takenouchi, and this is just the master at work yet again. He's just so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just so progressive and so much cool stuff going on in his music here. I mean, listen to how intricately put together this piece is. So good. That is just so good. It's very, just very, very proggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be going with Spider-Man and Venom, Separation Anxiety.
Ah, yes.
Sega Genesis.
Yes, yes.
I'm going through a little separation anxiety of my own.
Yes, you are.
You know that very well.
Yes, you are. I know.
But I'm glad that
you hadn't been with the show for so long. You just
you got that right. Game over.
That was a joke. There's some other separation anxiety going on too.
You know that when you got this anxiety and you feel like it's game over.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So here's a little game over for you.
For me?
Oh no, the user.
Okay. Yeah.
Not for you.
Me, the users.
Right.
Well, was there one user?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, just all users. Game
all
over?
Users, all
so
users.
You're just trying to, you're just kind of lashing out on the users right now.
A little bit. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Uh-huh. Sorry. You have to bear the brunt of my lashing here. But hey, I need to express this.
Yeah.
So take it.
Okay.
There it is. Game over.
Yeah, I don't. Did you mention the composer on this? Sudhi Raval. You did.
I did not.
Oh, okay. Sudhi Raval. Yeah. Yeah. I love the end there. It kind of got. It gets. It goes out of tune for a second there. Yeah, at the end, you know, it's like boom. Let's check it out. Listen to the bass. I love that. I love that right there. I love that.
Reminds me,
it's straight up synth.
A little of Daft Punk. Daft Punk at the very end there.
I love that sound, that really just deep kind of sawtoothy sounding kind of synth sound that just like and then it goes out of tune. I know that synth sound. I've used it before myself, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, and I forgot what the name of it is, but it's called something. But anyway, that's good. That's a good sound. Yeah, you want to hear? Are you done?
It's game over. It's game over.
Okay,
we're done.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, go home.
Okay, Magical Tararuto Kun 2, Maho Daiboken. So this is I don't know, also known as Magical Tululuto. I don't know, LR situation, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is based on a manga about a magician boy who helps a non-magician boy meet girls and stuff. This is a Famicom game, it's unknown composer. It was developed by Tosei. We're going to hear the boss music. So this is boss music from Magical Tararuto Kun 2, Maho Daiboken for the Famicom. Magical Tararuto Kun 2, Maho Daiboken. This is the boss music. I like this whole part right here.
I'd like to close out my set with a little Sega Genesis number.
Mm-hmm.
Raiden Trad.
Mm-hmm.
You know that game?
Well, I don't, but I would assume it's part of the Raiden series of games, the Raiden franchise, you know?
Right.
You know, the shoot 'em up.
And not to be confused with Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Name entry is what I have for you. Country, Raiden Trad, Sega Genesis.
Bravo on that track.
Beautiful.
Very nice beautiful. Track. I think the composer is Akira Sato.
Man, that is just you know wonderful.
This, I love this. I love it. I love this. This is great. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
You know, lately I've been listening to a lot of Gary Portnoy. Do you know who Gary Portnoy is?
No, I do not.
So he was a singer-songwriter guy from the sort of late 70s, early 80s, or was busy in the late 70s, early 80s. He is best known for writing the music to the Cheers, the theme song to Cheers.
Okay.
And he also did the theme song to Punky Brewster. And so, you know, I was listening to his stuff lately that he came out with a self-titled album
right.
in 1980. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of some of the tracks on that.
Oh, okay.
On his solo album.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Portnoy, good kind of adult contemporary early 80s singer-songwriter kind of stuff, you know. This is a nice track, though. Yeah. Killed it just now. Killed it. That was good, right? I really like... like that. Right there. Just hit the B spot. Ooh, I hit the B spot right there. Yeah, that was nice.
I'll tell you what. Hold on. Stop it right there.
Well, it's, yeah. Okay. It's,
okay. Before you loop it again.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think that may be the first time in history that anyone has ever heard it in its entirety. Because this is name entry.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to, when I point at you, stop the track. Okay. When I point at you, stop the track, but I'm just going to tell you what most users probably did after playing this game, and then they lost and they had to enter their name.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I point to you, you can start it, but then when I point to you, stop the track.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wait, now, do it now? Okay.
Oh my God, I lost again. Name entry? A. That's it. You put in four A's and you go, ah. Let me try
four again. A's. I mean, three A's.
Or whatever. Or well, sometimes it allows you to put your full name.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Let's do that one more time.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. Oh, Brent style.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh my God! I can't believe it. B B B B B. And that's it. And then you miss out on such a beautiful track.
Yeah.
Because you got to go back in the game.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's you're cheated.
B B B.
B-b-b-b.
I mean, I would still write A-A-A, you know, if I was not going to, I mean, if I was going to take the time to even do B-B-B, I would do B-A-W, you know?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right.
I would probably just do A-A.
Sure.
A-A. That's a nice track, though. I like to take my time when I enter my name. What's up, girl? Yeah. Girl, when I'm entering my name, I like to take it slow.
Because sometimes I feel like an R, but when I look at you, it's a capital R.
A. A.
That's right, girl. A.
A. And then that's it.
And then
that's the slow version. This is a good track. Nice find.
Yeah.
I want to hear it some more. Those are the lyrics of this. You have to find the lyrics. The lyrics are A-A-A.
Right.
A-A-A-A-A-A.
A-A-A-A.
I was
was trying to pitch bend like that other The Separation and Anxiety. You know how that pitch bended up at the end? I was trying to do that at the end.
Nice.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. We got sort of one more in a way. Gokinjo Bokontai for the Super Famicom. That's what we'll be hearing from next. The composer is Akihiko Mori, and we're going to hear Advice. Gokinjo Bokontai. This is Gokinjo Bokontai for the Super Famicom, music by Akihiko Mori, and this is called Advice, and it kind of reminds me of almost like a Claude Bowling piece of music, especially right here, that part right there, that part especially. It's a very Claude Bowling. Right here, this is the best. I love how it goes back into that swing part. So for a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. And, you know, we played some extra tracks for this episode. We'll be playing some extra tracks for the next episode, just trying to get stuff in before the final countdown. You can comment there at legacymusichour.com as well. You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Call us anytime, 281-SONIC-91. Maybe I'll answer you. I don't mind talking to anybody right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you can visit the Facebook page and like it if you want or whatever. Who cares? If you like the music or if you like us or whatever, you can rate and review. You could just rate. It doesn't matter. But you can rate the show on iTunes. That's it. Check out on legacymusichour.com. Also, there's a post about the information for the live show in San Francisco.
Yes.
On October 24th. We'll also post that on Facebook as well. Next week's episode is, of course, another free play, the last free play.
Of the year.
And and that's it.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it.
So we're going to close with a track. This is called Bakucho Retrieve Master. This is a Game Boy game, only released in Japan. It's a fishing-based role-playing game, and I think this was made by Konami. I'm not sure. I think it was developed by Konami. The composer on this is Rokusuke Sasaki, or I guess, you know, Rokusuke Sasaki, if I was going to try to stress that in a more Japanese way. I don't know how to describe where this track is from, but it seems to me, based on the gameplay footage I was watching, that it was near the end of the game. So I'm just going to call this Near the End, because it seems like it's the music that I was playing near the end of the game. So Bakucho Retrieve Master,
for the Game Boy. That's what we'll be closing with. My name is Brent. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.